Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in the synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, you may, listening to the first reading this morning, Tobit, from the book of Tobit, and we learned something about prayer in the book of Tobit this morning. And a very important part of prayer is praise. And very often when we think of praying, we think of asking God for something or praying for somebody. It's often a prayer of supplication. But the real prayer is, as we found in the book of Tobit this morning, is praise and thanks. That's all we need to do, is praise God and thank him all the time. I was reading something this morning, a little meditation, and the meditation was about how God looks after us every moment of our lives and keeps us safe and averts many dangers and situations in our lives that we are not even aware of. We encounter in our daily lives, if you're out in the car or you're going somewhere, God is looking after you. And I find that, I realize that very often. Oh, well, maybe I was lucky there, or I escaped that. But it's not. It's God looking after us, looking aware. God is always aware of the unseen dangers that we're not aware of, and averts them and protects them. So a little prayer I do every day is I pray that God will bless me and protect me, and it does work. But the most important prayer is praise and thanks. We can never, never thank God enough. It's not about asking, it's about thanking him. Praise your Lord. Bless you, Lord, as Sam said this morning in the responsorial psalm, blessed be God who lives forever. And then if you look at the gospel this morning, we have the poor widow there. And that was her little way of thanking God. She didn't have much to give. But, you know, it's not the value of the gift. It's the love with which you give something that really matters. I think you know that and you realize that. It's not the value. It's the love with which you give something.